Hello, I'm Kiff Kiker, pastor of Boone's Creek Baptist Church. We're so excited having you with us today. Jeremiah 29:11 tells us that God has a plan and a purpose for our lives. And I hope you'll discover that today, that you'll be uplifted and encouraged as we praise the Lord together.
Coming of the Lord. Let's stand and sing that great hymn.
Now I am clean. for my burden. The nails that held him set me free. His life for mine, his life for mine, how could it ever be that he would die, God's son would die, to save a wretch like
keep it up. That's right. Heaven's looking on. Walter, I know, rejoicing up there in heaven. Brother, this family went to heaven this year, and we know where they're at. And that's a beautiful part of it. Two verses of scripture to begin with this morning. Message number one of your Bible. Turn to, first of all, Psalms chapter 5. Psalms 5, verse 3. Austin, you're doing good. Back it up there. Old Testament scripture and the New Testament scripture. Psalms 5, 3. My voice shall thou hear in the morning, O Lord, and morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up, put those like two words in your memory bank, look up. And then, New Testament, Luke chapter 21, Luke 21, verse 28, beautiful verse. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up. All these things that we hear about lately happen, that bring gloom and doom and despair, misery. But he says, Jesus speaking here says, and when these things begin to come to pass, then look up, don't look down. Look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. I want to speak today on the subject, reasons why you and I as Christians should keep looking up. Should keep looking up. Maybe there's depression, maybe there's people that maybe are just down a little bit today, downhearted. Maybe you've got something on your mind that's just kind of really working on you. But I tell you, it's going to get better. Better days for the Christian.
Amen.
As somebody said, come go along with me, the best is yet to be. The Bible says these words, I have not seen, neither ear heard, what the Lord has prepared for them that love Him. Keep looking up, child of God. Keep looking up. There are some things that we want to talk about, because there's things that will pull you down, that will draw you away from victory. But God is on the He's still on the throne. We're on the winning side. We read the last chapter, the last page, and the Bible just says we win.
Amen.
So keep looking up.
Right.
And number one reason why we need to keep looking up is this, because we're going to have a new body someday.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. God's going to change these vile bodies of ours. They'll be fashioned like His own glorious body.
Amen.
We need them. Need that, don't I? Do as we get older. Maybe some of the younger people don't think about it as much. But I'm going to have a new body someday, a glorified body that will never decay. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
God's going to change these decaying bodies of ours. And we're going to be one day just like Jesus. A little boy said that he was coming apart. He had been out in the sun. He got, blistered, and he was peeling off. He said, I'm 4 years old and already coming apart. You feel that way sometimes?
Yeah.
I remember Hale McKenna. He was a dear saint of God, and he's gone to heaven now. But Hale McKenna, he was in the hospital one time. Went to see him. He said, preacher, he said, I wish the Lord wouldn't take me to heaven just in peace. Sometimes we feel that way. But keep looking at it. Don't look down. Jesus said, look up. You may feel like this one guy did one time. He said, he was feeling so low that Sunday morning. He said, I believe I could walk under the pew with a top hat on. Now that's really down. But keep looking up. We're going to have a new body. You remember, I asked you to turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 12. And just look at this. I don't want to, be pessimistic, but there's things that's evident when we get old. You remember this old house several years ago on the Get Parade? They sang that. Anyway, that was from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verses 3 through 5. Ecclesiastes there. Brother Austin, we'll take your time there then. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. And take up our reading with verse 3. Now let's look at this and see if this just doesn't describe people like your pastor. I'll have to admit. In the day when the keepers of the house are trembling. Keepers, that's these things right here. The keepers of the house shall tremble. And then it says, and the strong men shall bow themselves. That's the legs. The legs get weak. And the grinders cease because they are few. That's speaking to the teeth. One testimony meeting had a lady, she got up and said, I just want to thank the Lord for my two
Tooth Run Peace, you said at least they meet. And those drivers cease because they're people. And those that look out of the windows be dark. At the windows, that speaks, of course, I think of the eyes growing dim. And then it says, and the door shall be shut in the streets, and the sound of the trumpet is low, speaking of the ears. We're told, the people that know more than we do about Bible translation, it says here also, he shall rise up at the voice of the bird. My daddy, he retired, he said, you know, I'm going to get to sleep in a little. You know what? He's up at 5 o'clock every morning. Mm-hmm. Why? Because as we get older, we rise up. The voice of the birds. And the darkness of music shall be brought low. This speaks of the vocal cords. You know, they get weaker. Verse 5, also, when they shall be afraid of that which is high. Here we get your grandmother out, a little off the cliff. No, you won't either. Be afraid of that which is high. And then it goes on to say, verse 5, little ways down through there, says that the grasshopper shall be a burden. That speaks of little things, body more, as you get older. And so we need to keep looking at it. But we're going to thank God one day to have a new body. Just twinkling of an eye at the last trump when Jesus comes back. And then it's going to be a wonderful time.
Amen.
The Bible says that we shall be changed. We shall be changed. The Lord himself, he's going to descend. He ascended when he went up from Mount Olivet. He went up and said he's going to descend. The Lord himself shall descend from where? From heaven. With the shout, with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ, those of our loved ones that's gone before us, out there somewhere in the cemetery, the dead in Christ. Hey, there's hope. There's hope. Keep looking at it. It says that the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up. Now, the word rapture doesn't appear, the word itself in the Bible, but you have those words, caught up, shall be caught up together. I love that word. Together with them. And how we're to comfort one another with these words. And so keep looking up, child of God. Keep looking up. Because there's going to be one day. Great getting up morning.
Amen.
We're going to be changed. Thank God for that day.
Right.
Thank God for that hope that beats in my bosom this morning. That Jesus could come at any moment.
Amen.
That'll be glory for me. Thank God for that. Thank God he'll take the bloom out of his grave and paint out a pardon and give us a hope and a steadfast spirit. Jesus Christ is going to change it all when he comes back for us.
Amen.
So have good cheer for those, Brother Roger. One day we'll see our loved ones again. There'll be recognition beyond the grave, thank God. And another reason we need to keep looking up this morning is because he's preparing a mansion for us. He's preparing a dwelling, a custom dwelling place for us. The Bible says in my Father's house, Jesus speaking that. Do you believe what he said? He said in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for it. Keep looking up, because death isn't all. We've got a mansion. We've got a glorious, super wonderful, indescribable future, don't we?
Right.
Keep looking up. You know, in some translations it says dwelling place, and others it says my Father's house are many rooms. No, I don't take that. I just take what the old King James says and the new King James. Jesus said, many mansions. A mansion. And you know, we'll not have to worry about taxes. We won't have to worry about appliances tearing up, a refrigerator, a stove. We won't have to worry about all of these things, you know. the inconveniences that we have, because we'll have a mansion. We'll have a custom dwelling place. Thank God for that. And he's away fixing that place right now. Hey, he's getting it ready. It's going to be a glorious thing when we get up there. And we'll have no taxes to pay. There'll be none of the things that we have to do now as a homeowner. Yes. Keep looking up. Amen. Keep looking up. We're going to be changed. Keep looking up.
Amen.
We'll have a new body.
Amen.
This old body, it gets old, wore out. But one day, thank God, the promise and the hope that we have. Keep looking up. He's preparing a mansion for us. And then keep looking up. Because we're going to be like Christ when we're changed, and we'll be unable to sin. Won't that be great?
Amen.
Unable to sin. The Bible says, 1 John 3:2, it does not yet appear what we shall be, but when He shall appear, we shall be like Him.
Right.
Isn't that a glorious truth there?
Amen.
To be like Jesus. Lifelong ambition, just the snapping the finger, the twinkling of an eye, the batting of an eye. Thank God we're going to be unable to sin because Jesus is perfect. Jesus is perfect. And so it says we'll be like Him. I'm unlike Him at times, aren't you? There's times I'm not all I ought to be. But one day we're going to be like, we're destined to be just like the Lord Jesus Christ and unable to sin. I get so tired of my own imperfections. But oh, thank God. One day. That's the reason for hope. That's the reason for me to keep looking up. For you to keep looking up.
Right.
Amen?
Amen.
Keep looking up for these reasons. And then you know when we get to heaven, the Bible says that we're going to fellowship with all the saints of the ages. The Bible tells us in Matthew 8:11 that many will be there from the east and the west with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of God. In the kingdom of God, we'll see those that we've known and loved. And as the song says, we'll sing and shout, we'll dance about. The Lamb will dry our tears. We'll have a great homecoming week. The first 10,000.
Amen.
Woo! Hallelujah.
Amen.
Here at the preacher's shout this morning, I'm just calling
it. Right here.
Because why? Because we'll be unable to sin. We'll have fellowship with all of those that have gone before. All of those are loved ones. And we'll know everybody. You say, preacher, you mean that now? Will we know each other in heaven? Yes, we'll know. As we're known. And when we get to heaven, you know, we'll not just have recognition, we'll have cognition. That is, we'll know everybody when we get to heaven. Amen? Example, David called when his son died. The Bible says David made that statement. He said, he can't return to me, but I can go to him.
That's right.
And so if we don't know each other in heaven, that doesn't have any meaning. Remember, on the Mount of Transfiguration, when Moses and Elijah came down, and there was Peter, James, and John, the inner circle there with Jesus. And you recall how the Moses and Elijah, been, Moses, he'd been dead hundreds of years. Those guys that the Bible tells us that they had recognition. They had recognition. Boy, what a day that's going to be. When my Jesus I shall see, when I look upon His face, the one who saved me by His grace, when He takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day, glorious day, that's going to be.
Right.
Keep looking up. You're going to have a better body. Better things ahead. A mansion. Yes, yes. Perfect body. Unable to sin. Body just exactly like the Lord Jesus Christ. Be there with all of our loved ones. what a time that's going to be. Reunion. I went to our 60th, to show you how old I get, we had our 60th anniversary, high school anniversary, 60 years of this past Thursday over Golden Corral. Some had already gone and they asked me to lead in prayer, and I was introduced as the rabbi. And that gave me an opportunity. Which, you know, you can pray the plan of salvation sometimes. If people won't let you talk to them, you can just pray. So we've done that many times, you know. Lord, the Bible says all of sin comes to the glory of God. I've sinned, you've sinned. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. Give God's eternal life. The Bible says that we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart, God raised him from the dead, we will be saved with the heart, and believeth unto righteousness with the mouth. The faith is made to salvation, what the scripture said. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Right.
Roman road, right? Roman road. And then, so I had an opportunity to say, Lord, we're here for this reunion, but just help us all here today to be ready for that great reunion, grand reunion we're going to have someday.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God for that. Thank God. Reunion. We're going to be perfect. We're going to be perfect. It'll be a perfect world. It's imperfect now. But the Bible says in Hebrews 11:40 that it's going to be better. Better. Everything. Everything. It's going to get better and better and better as we go along. For the Christians, we didn't see it. Good and good. Old boy said, if it gets any better, I'm going to turn the cookie. Turn this in. This Christian life. Like an old boy, he just got saved. At a brotherhood meeting, they got him to speak because he had such a great testimony down in Florida. And he didn't know, you know, much about the Bible or anything, but he said, this Christian life, he said, well, it's just so wonderful. He said, sometimes I think it must be sinful, you know. He had the enthusiasm. Sometimes, you know, I've been right there, you know, more enthusiasm than I've had sense, you know. Not, what is this? The Bible said about knowledge, you know. But praise God. Perfect. We'll be in a perfect body and a perfect home with our perfect Savior and with those who have, for the souls of just persons have been made perfect. What a future. What a time. Reasons for Christians to keep looking up. Look up, child of God. Lift up your head. Look up. And then we'll know that again. We'll not have a heartache. We'll not have a pain. We'll not know death. No broken relationships. Thank God, Revelation 21:4-5. The no moles. The no moles of Revelation. Revelation 21:4-5. Put that on the screen. And God shall wipe away all tears. Oh, listen. We have tears that we shed. But God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, crying, no more. Neither shall there be any more pain. What a time, what a day, glorious day. No more pain. Some of us have pain just probably every day, one place to death. No more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne, we know who that is. That's Jesus. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these things are true and faithful. Thank the Lord. We'll never have a blue day, will we? And the day that we felt our buoyant best down here on this earth, it's not going to be compared to what we'll feel when we get to heaven.
Amen.
We all get to heaven. What a day glorious day that will be. And these beautiful songs we've been singing, these beautiful praise, last Sunday, worthy of worship. He is worthy, because it's all because of what Jesus has done that we have these wonderful benefits, blessings, the benefits of a child of God. And it's because of His precious blood, His blood that was shed on the cross for our sins. We need to always get back to the cross every time when we're preaching, because the cross is central to the Christian's life. No more. Heartaches will be gone. Troubles and trials and tribulations, they'll be gone. And then, here's something else. Reason for Christian to keep looking up. We'll have had our final faith. And instead of falling short, we're going to fall at the feet of Jesus. On the bow down before the throne. The Bible says, Philippians 2:10-11. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. Philippians 2:10-11. It takes time to fully sing. There we go. Listen to this. I'm looking forward to this, aren't you? That the name of Jesus. Aren't you thankful for the name of Jesus?
Amen.
The name above every name.
Right.
That the name of Jesus. There's something about that name that Bill Gaither has written. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Again, verse 7. And that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Every knee is going to bow. They may not bow here in this life. One day every knee is going to bow.
Right.
That doesn't mean everybody's going to be saved. In heaven, they'll bow. On earth, they'll bow. In hell, every knee is going to bow. Listen, He's the final victor. Aren't you glad for that?
Amen.
He has won the victory for us. We're not victims. Thank God we're victors in the name of Jesus. And then worship. We will know awesome worship. Don't you wish you could really worship Him like you'd like to? You know, you've been in service as I have too, or felt like we could really worship. The true worship going to be up there in heaven. We're going to have an awesome worship service when we get to heaven. Mm-hmm. Listen to this. Revelation chapter 7, 9 through 12. Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 through 12. John the Revelator writes this. Exile on the Isle of Patmos, barren island south of the Aegean Sea, to write the only book of prophecy of the New Testament, the book of the Revelation. And see this scene in heaven of worship. And he says in verse 9, chapter 7, after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude. There's going to be a lot of people in heaven. Oh yeah, I know. The Bible says, you're not a little flock. The Bible says, you know, there'll be few that find the way. But there's going to be a lot of people up there. And we was talking that night. We was watching TV and we showed these little children over in Africa. Carol made the remark, said, aren't you glad these little babies will see them in heaven? These little babies at night. I believe that. And I believe God's going to get the victory on this abortion business too, don't you?
Right.
Amen. I believe those babies go straight to heaven. Now everybody may not agree with me about that, but I do.
Amen.
In the final, he's going to get to pray.
That's right.
He's going to cause the wrath of man to praise him. Amen. And so it says here, I beheld a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God. They're worshiping God here. John saw that. Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb. Glory be to the Lamb forever. That's Jesus. And all the angels stood round about the throne and about the elders and four beasts and fell before the throne on his face and worshiped God, saying, amen. It's all right to say amen. Amen.
Amen.
They're doing it in heaven. And saying, amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving, honor, and power, and might be unto our God forever and ever. And all the people said,
amen.
And then we're going to see God. That's my life's closing. These eyes are going to see God. Jesus prayed. How many believes there were prayer Jesus prayed with thanks? I do too, because he said Lazarus tomb, he said, Father, I know that you hear me always. But in John 17, verse 24, he prayed that we, all of God's children, all the saints of God, all the born again. He said, Father, I pray that they'll be with me where I am. Listen to this. And that they may behold my glory. You know that could be happening. Just that quick. Jesus coming. And we could be beholding his glory. 1 Timothy 6:6 says that we could look upon God and live. He dwells in light, into which no man can approach. But when we're changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, thank God, we'll see. We'll be able to see. The Bible says, let not yet appear what we shall be, but when he shall appear, we shall be like him, and we shall see him. Yeah. See him. Oh, I want to see him. Yeah. Look upon his face. Oh, I want to thank him for his saving grace.
Right.
We'll see Jesus. One day, Job did.
Right.
Job, you know what he said? Job, he said, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon this earth. And though these skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh, he said, I shall see God.
That's right.
Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Reason for Christians to keep looking up. Don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. Preacher, do you ever get afraid? Yes. Yes, but I think of these things. I know you do too. That keeps us going, don't it? That keeps us going. Keep looking up. Keep looking up. So here's the invitation this morning. If you are looking forward to these future events that we talk about, and you're thankful for the truth of this, and you want to express it by coming up here to the front, every one of them this morning, we close the prayer on every person to just move today. So it's just a wholesale invitation. I believe it would be good that we come, thank God, for what the future is yet to be for us as children of God. As we stand, you're here today, and unite the church and the needs that you have. You have spiritual decisions you need to make. Jesus, may you pray with us, and we're here to open the Word of God. And I want Christians to just pave the way. Come and say, I'm thankful. I'm thankful for these events that will take place. These blessings that we have to look forward to. I'm thankful and praise the Lord for them. Let's just line up around the wall or up here at the front. And just, what's the invitation?
Page 307.
307. Step out for Jesus. Just step out of the aisle. Step out against the wall. Up front, there's a tavern. God's moving you. So do the best. That's right. That's right. That's right. We're going to pray. Thank you. Ain't God good?
All the time.
You see all these things coming to pass. Lift up your head. Look up, for your redemption draweth nigh.
Amen.
I don't believe that'll be long.
Right.
I really don't. Sure. Yes. Go ahead. Amen.
Amen.
Praise Him. The Bible says He inherits the praise of His people.
Amen.
He does. He lives in the midst of the praise of His people.
Right.
Let's just bless Him. Benediction. Brother Bud, would you say a word of encouragement to us before we
thank open. You, Father, for prayer. Couldn't be that good. Not people.
Hey.
Keep you up, stand it up.
Yeah. Thank you. Isn't that good?
Yeah.
27 and a half years is your pastor. And I've been here 10.
Amen.
Never make it.
May not make it 27.
I can do it to the end.
Yeah. Bible has a promise for that.
Right.
Let's bless him. Bless the Lord.
Oh, my soul. And all that's within me. Bless his holy name.
Again.
Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. And all that's within me. Bless his holy name.
Once more.
Bless the Lord.
Oh, my soul.
And all that's within me. Bless his holy name.
All the people say.
Amen.
Amen. Have a good afternoon. See y'all back there tonight.
We hope you enjoyed this week's message, and if you will, you may share this video with a friend or family member. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, it's the best decision you'll ever make. It's just simple. A, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. B, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. C, confess Him as your Savior, and you can pray a prayer like this: Dear God, I'm a sinner. I've done wrong. I need you. And you died for me on the cross and promised to save me. If I'd only trust you, I do trust you, Jesus. Come into my heart. Forgive my sins. Save my soul so I can go to heaven when I die. If you prayed that prayer, you can notify us. We have some materials we'd like to share with you and get you started right in your Christian faith. To learn more about our church, just again, visit us on website, BoomsCreekBaptist.org, and don't forget to check back with us next Sunday for the message of the hour. God bless.